Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping first, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And by Stitcher Radio. You know, I haven't plugged Stitcher enough, and I am going to probably plug it for the rest of this month. It's just remarkable. I love it. I love listening to it. It gives you news updates. One of the things that I was looking at my phone today and went, what the heck? And it actually had Stitcher told me that, you know, some news and some important news from NPR, which, you know, I was like, this is an ad. And then I listened to it, and I'm like, actually, that's pretty cool. So I want everybody to go to go to stitcher.com/westerns and check it out. Search for the Old Time Radio Westerns, and you will find us on there. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is October 5th, 1954, and the title is Black Neckerchief. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure! Here's romance! Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Black Kerchief. In the Old West, the schemes used by road agents or stagecoach robbers to signal Confederates were many. One of the most ingenious of these schemes was used by Big Mac Tulsa, who worked from the inside as stage driver. Big Mac Tulsa was an expert driver. He had a hearty manner, a booming voice, and no more conscience than a striking rattler. As our story opens, the stage for Mountain Rock is about to start its daily run out of the town of Sandstone when...
Tulsa! Hey, you, Tulsa!
What do you want, Riggs?
Hold it for a few minutes. We're putting a box of gold aboard.
Gold, huh? How much?
I don't know, but you gotta haul it over to Mountain Rock in time to make the eastbound train.
All right.
Maybe I better go along with you. Last time you had a haul of gold, you got held up.
You don't need to go, Riggs. You're sending along a shotgun messenger. What more do you want?
Look, Tulsa, I ain't only the owner of this stage line. I'm the sheriff, too. So if I want to ride
All right. It don't make no difference to me. I was just trying to save you a mighty dusty ride. And what with you telling me all the things you got to do around here?
Yeah, you're right about that. I guess I don't need to go. You can plan to start in 5 minutes.
I'll be right back.
And where are you going?
Going to get me another kerchief to take along. So blasted much of that alkali dust that one ain't enough.
Well, hustle. Remember, you gotta make that train.
Ask me, Robley, this is a waste of time.
What do you mean, a waste of time?
Riding clear over here from Mountain Rock on the chance Tulsa may be carrying a box of gold.
We made out all right 3 weeks ago, didn't we? 25,000 split three ways between you and me and Tulsa.
Yeah, but...
As far as I'm concerned, I don't mind riding over here a dozen times or so for nothing. Well, we can pick up that kind of money and one good 10-strike. Quit your grumbling. Get them horses over behind the boulders.
All right.
Hey, here comes the stage, Haim. Just round the bend down below.
Be right with you, Robley. Is Tulsa wearing the black kerchief?
Yeah. By thunder, he is. He's got gold aboard, Haim.
Good. I'll get that shotgun message.
Make sure that rifle's in working order.
Yep. Yeah, she's all ready.
And remember this, Haim. We fire a few shots at Tulsa, and he fires a few shots at us after you get the messenger. Just to make it look right to any passengers he might be carrying.
Yeah, I know. Then he drives the stage on back to Sandstone and reports the holdup.
Given the wrong description of us. Now, the stage is getting closer, Haim. Better draw a bead on that messenger.
Yep. I got him dead center. You say when, Rubley?
Not yet. Let him get a little closer. All right, now. Nice. Got him plumb center. Pull that mask over your face and come on. Stop them horses, driver!
Hold! Hold!
Turn up the passengers, Haim.
Right.
Come on out of there, mister. One passenger, partner.
All right. You, driver, throw down that box.
Why, you blasted coyotes.
Throw down the box, I said.
Well, I got no choice. I'll throw down the box. There you are, you buzzards. Now I'll throw down these guns on you.
Look out, partner!
Grab that box and let's get out of here. That driver's a shooting fool.
Yep. Ah, confound him. I got a great mind to go after him.
No, you better not, driver. One of those bullets hit me in the shoulder.
Oh, no. Well, by thunder, that's too bad, Mr. Winter. I'll get you right back to Sandstone in a hurry. Get into the coach and we'll go.
Yes, we better. I don't think it's serious, but I'd like to get to a doctor.
Back! Back!
Pancho still not know why we ride to the town of Sandstone, Cisco.
You do not know, Pancho?
Pancho not know.
Well, I'm certain I told you, Chico.
Pancho not remember, Cisco.
Very well, then I'll tell you again. And this time, try to remember.
See, I try to remember.
We are riding to the town of Sandstone because Senor Riggs wants to talk to us.
What about, Cisco? What about?
Well, the message did not say.
No.
But I imagine he wants to talk to us about the holdup of one of his stages some weeks ago.
Senor Riggs wants us to find the bandidos?
Oh, it's possible. He wants us to help.
But Senor Riggs, the sheriff, too, no?
See, he's the sheriff, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
But after he bought the stagecoach line, his duties as owner kept him from working full-time as the sheriff.
Pancho, I think the people's like this.
Well, the only one who has suffered has been Senor Riggs himself.
See?
Therefore, there have been no complaints from the people.
No complaints from the people.
I understand Senor Riggs has offered to resign as sheriff, but the people of the county will not have it.
Here comes the stagecoach now, Cisco.
See? According to the schedule Senor Riggs sent us, the stage should not be coming this way. It should be on its way to Martin Rock.
That's right by here, Cisco.
Hey, let us try to find out what is wrong. Oh, there.
Oh, look, oh, look, oh.
What is the matter, Senor Driver?
None of your blasted business.
Yes! And driver, I told you much then, Cisco.
No, he did not for a fact, Pancho. Come, we'll follow the stage in and find out at the station. Up, Diablo. Yeah.
Go, look, go now, go, go!
Oh, there, ho!
Oh, look, ho, look, ho!
Well, let's leave our horses here, Pancho.
Mingle
with that crowd of people at the stagecoach station.
Stagecoach, get in, Cisco.
See, and it attracted a lot of people to the station. Let us wait right here and listen, amigo.
Wait right here and listen. Oh, there's Senor Riggs, Cisco.
See, I see him. He's helping a passenger out of the coach.
Uh-oh. The passenger wounded, no?
See, listen, Pancho, listen.
Somebody go get the doctor.
I will. Wound isn't a bad one, but it better be looked at.
What's the story on this, Tulsa?
Story is, we was held up by a gang of road agents, Riggs. Must have been five or six of them. All big fellas.
I only saw two, but...
Rest of them was over behind the boulders. They got the shotgun messenger, Riggs, and then I opened fire on them. Of course, they shot back, and one of their bullets must have hit Mr. Winter here. Then they run.
Go on, Tulsa.
That's about all, except I had to throw down the box. I tell you, that was a nerve-wracking experience, Riggs. And I got to have a day off.
Well, that's what you said after the last holder.
Well, that's what I'm saying now, too. Now, here comes the doctor.
What do you think of that story, Cisco?
I do not know, Pancho. Let us go talk to Senor Riggs. Senor Riggs!
Oh, howdy, Cisco. Howdy, Pancho.
Buenos dias, Senor Riggs.
Buenos dias, Senor Riggs.
Mighty glad you got here. I've just had another one of my stages held up in Ross.
Si, we were just listening, Senor. May we talk in your office?
Well, sure thing. Come on.
Come on, Pancho.
Si, yeah, I come.
Sit down, boys.
Gracias, Senor.
Gracias, Senor.
Cisco, I need your help.
You may have our help, Senor. Gladly.
Now, you heard Tulsa say, maybe, that there was 5 or 6 bandits in that gang.
See?
So we got that much to go by. Now...
At the moment, Senor Riggs, I am not as interested in that gang as I am in your driver, Tulsa.
Huh? He not nice to us, senor.
He said he opened fire on the bandidos.
Well, that's right.
And that the bandidos ran away with the gold box.
Yeah?
If there were 5 or 6 bandidos, why did not at least one of their bullets hit Senor Tulsa?
Oh, I don't know about that, Cisco,
please,
but...
let me finish, senor. Also, why should a man with courage enough to fire on 5 or 6 bandidos have to have a day off to get back his nerve?
See, senor, why? Huh?
That's the way Tulsa is, Cisco.
Did you have no shotgun messenger on that trip?
Sure. Tulsa told me he got shot down. I sent a couple of the boys to bring in his body.
I'll be back tomorrow, Riggs. Well, who are these two hombres?
One of them's a Cisco kid, and the other's his partner, Pancho.
Oh?
They're here to help
us. Un momento, Senor Riggs. We are here to pay our respects to Senor Riggs, Tulsa.
I see. Well, anyway, be back tomorrow.
Why'd you break in on me like that, Cisco?
I thought it best that Tulsa not know too much, senor.
Well, now, look here. If you suspect him, you're wrong.
Perhaps. Nevertheless, if you have no objections, Pancho and I will trail him and find out where he goes tonight. For as far as I am concerned, that hombre's story does not ring true.
Ho there.
Who is it?
It's me, Tulsa. Open the door, Robley.
Wait a minute. Come on in.
Howdy, Haim.
Howdy.
Howdy, Robley.
Yeah, Tulsa.
Thunder, it's a long ride over here to Mountain Rock.
Yeah, the back room of this cafe is a good place to meet. Only hombres like us use this cafe. Here's your share of the gold in this little sack, Tulsa. Here's the figures on how much gold is in the box. Look it over.
I will in a minute. That Cisco kid's around here, boys.
Cisco? How do you know?
He was in Riggs' office talking with him before I left. I got a hunch he's going to help Riggs on this hold-up business.
Why, that's easy. We'll just get Cisco.
I ain't so sure it'll be easy, Robley. That Cisco kid's a mighty bad hombre, mighty bad.
Is he on his way over here, Tulsa?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Just thought I'd tell you about him, so you can be on the watch for him.
I sure ain't going to worry about him. If he shows up here, there's plenty of hombres around here who'd like to gun him down. Now, come on out in the cafe. I'm hungry.
They'll come in here, Cisco.
See, behind that cafe.
Yeah.
And there is the horse. Uh-huh. That is Tulsa's horse. Oh, they have a hole.
Oh, look, oh, look, oh, oh. This is the outlaw's cafe, no?
See, I believe so, if I remember correctly. Come on, let us go in, Pancho.
Tulsa hombre in there, no?
Probably. It's just getting dark, Chico. About the time he would want to eat.
He want to eat?
Of course I know you want to eat, amigo. You always want to eat.
Always.
All right, come on. Your guns loose in the holsters. We might have trouble in this cafe.
What do you do about the Tulsa hombre, Cisco? Got no proofs?
The time being, all I want to know is who Tulsa is with. Then we will make our plans accordingly.
There, the Tulsa hombre over at the corner table, Cisco.
Say, do not stare at him, Pancho. We'll take that table over there.
Tulsa with two hombres, Cisco. They look at us.
There goes Tulsa out into a back room of the cafe. He must think we did not see him.
But the hombres come over here.
So, you're the Cisco kid, huh?
That is what I am called, hombre. What about it?
Yeah, what about it, hombre?
You ain't welcome in here.
Do you two own this cafe?
We don't have to own it. Hey, boys! This here's the Cisco kid. How about it? We want him snooping around in here? Well, let's throw him out.
Do not throw us out, hombre. So be careful. Stagecoach passenger tell us about you.
What's
maybe
Pancho Quieto?
A stagecoach passenger, huh? Well, we're mighty glad to know that.
The passenger told us nothing, hombre. Mother mia, Pancho, what
come on, boys.
Get out, you go.
Get your back to the wall, Pancho.
We'll show these hombres whether they can throw us out or not.
Get after them, boy.
Ain't that you? Ain't that you? Too many hombres, Cisco.
Keep fighting, Pancho.
We are down.
We'll have no chance.
Why don't you keep fighting? Look out, Cisco. Hombre, throw the gun.
I sure am. And at this distance, Cisco, I can't miss.
Cisco! Cisco, you shot? Tell Pancho you're dead, no?
It may be that the gunman's bullet found its mark. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, The Black Kerchief. The stage driver, Tulsa, working with the road agents, Rovely and Haim, wore a black kerchief as a signal to the waiting bandits that he was carrying gold on the stage. Whereupon the bandits shot down the messenger and, to fool any passengers, pretended to exchange shots with Tulsa. In the melee, the passenger, a man named Winter, was wounded. But Tulsa's story of trying to fight off the bandits did not ring true to the Cisco Kid, and he and Pancho trailed Tulsa to the Outlaw's Cafe in the neighboring town of Mountain Rock. A fight ensued. A shot was fired at Cisco, and now...
Cisco! Cisco, you shot, no?
No, the bullet missed me, Pancho. Where is that hombre who shot at me?
He run out the door, Cisco. Other hombre run out, too.
And let us fight our way out of here, amigo. This way.
Out the back door, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho, where our horses are. So you would stop me, hombre? We'll see about that. All right, the way is clear, Pancho. Make a run for it.
Pancho, run, Cisco. Nobody here in the back room, Cisco.
Tulsa and those other two hombres have left. Come, out this door. To our horses, Pancho.
Why the hombres leave so quick, Cisco?
On account of something you said, Pancho. You talk too much.
What Pancho say, Cisco?
You said that stagecoach passenger told us about those bandidos.
Well, Pancho say maybe, Cisco. Pancho think of Pancho say that. Bandidos look guilty, no?
What you have done is to put that passenger's life in grave danger.
Danger?
Now those bandidos will think he could identify them and they will try to kill him. Oh, the
Oh, look, look.
We must get back to Sandstone. We must get there as soon as possible. Up, Diablo.
Go, Lobo, go now. Go, go, go.
You're sure that's what Cisco's partner said, Haim?
Of course I'm sure. I got ears, ain't I?
That's what he said, Tulsa. I heard him, too. He said that stagecoach passenger told him and Cisco bought us.
Yeah, and that means about the holdup.
Well, he may have at that. That's probably the reason Cisco followed me over to the cafe. Because that passenger suspected me. I don't know why he would, though.
Now, you can't never tell, Tulsa. Now, we can't afford to take chances.
Only thing to do is to finish the hombre off.
That's right. Where is he, Tulsa?
Before I left, I found out he's going to stay over to the doc's house tonight. That wound was worse than I thought.
Which one of us got him, anyway?
I did. Make it look more like a holdup if you can take back a wounded passenger. But he... don't know, I got him. He thinks one of you hombres did.
Another 10 minutes and he won't do no more thinking about anything. Let's get there. Come on.
Hurry up. Come on. Get him.
Now we're back in the Sandstone, Cisco. Where's the passenger?
We'll have to find out from Senor Riggs. He may be at Senor Riggs' house. We will see. Hold the other.
Ho, 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 ho.
You stay here, Pancho. Hey. I will go to the door.
Huh?
Be right there. Ah, evening, Cisco. You found out anything?
I do not know yet, Senor Riggs. But tell me, where is that passenger staying?
Oh, Mr. Winner?
Si.
Why, he's at the doc's house tonight. The doc thought he'd better...
And where is the doctor's house?
It's the house at the end of the street, on that side, Cisco, but I...
I'll be back later to talk with you, senor. Right now, there is no time to spare.
But wait a minute, Cisco.
I am sorry, senor. There is no time to wait. Down the street, Pancho.
Down the street.
Up, Gabriel.
Go now. Which place we go, Cisco?
To the doctor's house. There are three horses at the side of the house. The bandidos are already there. We'll ride around to the back. This way, though. Come on.
This way, we'll go.
There are the hombres, Pancho.
Where?
Just about to raise that window. Into them, Diablo.
Into them, Diablo.
Look out, Tulsa.
I'll drag that blasted Cisco kid off his horse.
Oh, kid, we're glad to get down from his horse and talk with you, Tulsa, like this.
Get him, Omri. Yeah, I'll get him. I'll get the fat one.
You're not get the fat one, do Omri, do I get...
Kick Cisco's feet out from under him,
I do not think you will, Omri.
Watch. Hit him, Tulsa. Now, come on. Let's get out of here, quick.
Pancho. Pancho, are you all right?
Pancho, all right, Cisco. Pancho just get gun whipped a little. Oh, good thing Pancho got a hard head. What happened to you, Cisco?
Those hombres tripped me up, Pancho. Huh? I was looking at you. Afraid you had been badly hurt.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on here, Cisco?
As Sheriff Senor Riggs, you had better put a deputy or two on guard here at the doctor's house for the rest of the night.
Well, what for?
Because three hombres came here to kill the stagecoach passenger, Senor Winters.
What are you talking about? Who were they?
One of them was your driver, Tulsa.
What? Oh, you must have that wrong, Cisco.
No, Senor Riggs, I have not. I am convinced that that hombre is in with the bandidos who have twice held up your stagecoach.
And Pancho sure too, no?
But as yet, I have no proof.
What you got there, Cisco?
Part of a neckerchief, Pancho.
A neckerchief?
I must have grabbed it from around Tulsa's neck as I was falling.
Red kerchief. Yeah, that's the color Tulsa always wears.
He was not wearing a red neckerchief this morning, senor. He was wearing a black one.
Come to think of it, he wasn't that. And come to think of it, when I told him he'd be carrying gold on the trip, he went and got another kerchief.
I am glad to know that, Senor Riggs. It may be just the thing that will trap that hombre. Now, let us go to your home and plan out exactly what we are going to do. We will stop here, Pancho.
Yeah.
From here, we can see everything that goes on.
Oh, look, oh, look, oh, look, oh. Cisco got the field's glasses?
Si, Pancho.
Why we come up here, Cisco?
You heard the plan we talked about last night, Chico.
We come here to look down on the holdup, no?
Si.
Uh-huh.
Senor Riggs was to tell Tulsa he was to carry another box of gold.
Si.
He was also to tell him that you and I had left the country.
Si, left the country.
And finally, he was to tell Tulsa that he had complete confidence in him.
Uh-huh.
So now... there's the stagecoach, Pancho.
Pancho, see the stagecoach, Cisco.
Those banditos should be right below us if this is to be a holdup.
What color neckerchief? This Tulsa wears, Cisco.
It's a red neckerchief.
Red neckerchief.
Wait. No, he is changing it. The other neckerchief is black. There's no question, Chico, but what that is a signal.
It's a signal.
Come, we'll ride down the trail.
This time we will have our proof.
Cisco, catch those banditos.
We will see. Let us get down there, Pancho. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, Lobo, go now, go.
Comes, Aim.
No shotgun messenger this time.
That's kind of funny. Don't seem as if Riggs had sent out a box of gold without a messenger along.
Maybe he couldn't get nobody to go along as messenger, what with two of them being shot down lately.
Yeah, that might be it. Anyway, Tulsa's wearing the black kerchief. That's the signal. All right, now. Hold back them horses, driver.
Yep. Hold on.
Throw down that box.
Sure thing. Only you ain't got to be careful of what you say, boys. I'm teaming this trip alone.
No passengers, neither?
Nope. Marry a passenger. There's your box. Might as well open her up and make the split right here.
Hey, what's the horse carrying on about?
We're going to find out, Omri, right now. Into them, Diablo. Come on.
Why, thunder, it's a trick.
You all right, Omri?
Come down off that stake.
Hey, let go. Now we'll see about you.
I'll kill you for this.
That I doubt.
Stand back away from him, Tulsa. Let me get a shot at him.
How can I stand back?
You're not sure, Cisco, hombre. Not while Pancho get the bullwhip.
No!
Pancho grabbed the gun with the bullwhip, no?
One more punch will fix you, hombre. And now for you.
Easy, Cisco, easy. I couldn't.
Very well, then. Get your hands up, all three of you. Quickly. Gone.
Nice work, Cisco. Me and the boys got here a little too late to see the fun, but I guess you got things under control.
Here are your prisoners, Senor Riggs. And I believe that with some questioning, you can recover much of your stolen gold.
Cisco, I'm going to get you for this.
Where you are going, hombre, you will have no chance to get anyone. And I would venture a guess that never again will you wear a black neckerchief.
Thank you.
Cisco!
Si, Pancho.
Those bandidos not trouble us no more.
Oh, I'm sure they will not trouble us, amigo. Now that they are out of the way, what would you like to do?
Well, sometime, Cisco.
Si?
Sometime, Pancho likes Cisco to learn Pancho to swim.
To do what? To swim?
Si, to swim.
But, amigo, you have always been afraid of the water.
Pancho got a scheme now, Cisco. Pancho can swim a long way.
You think you can swim a long way?
Si, when Cisco learned Pancho to swim.
Well, of course, I will teach you to swim, but what is this scheme of yours?
But Pancho go into the river, Cisco.
Si, into the river.
And Pancho swim for the other shore, no?
You will swim for the other shore, si.
Si, Pancho swim hard, Cisco. But very soon, Pancho get tired.
Well, what will you do when you get tired,
then
Cisco?
Then Pancho stop swimming with the arms and the legs.
But if you stop swimming with your arms and legs, then you will sink.
No, no, Pancho not sink. Pancho keep going with Pancho's head.
You will keep going with your head?
Si, with the head.
Well, I do not understand, amigo. How can you keep going with your head?
It's easy, Cisco. Whenever Pancho get all tired out...
Si?
Pancho's head begins to swim.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.